listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on iTalk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am going to get almost immediately to my guest. We have an abbreviated time span today. But first, I want to let you know, if you are looking to work with someone, I am taking new clients, please reach out to me at nolatherapy.com. It stands for New Orleans Los Angeles Therapy.com. There are links to book virtual sessions with me. You can order my book on empathy and self-forgiveness, as well as my online empowerment class. And I'd love for you to connect with me on social media at NOLA Therapy, NOLATHERAPY, on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook. I'd love to know topics you would enjoy seeing me explore and guests that you would like me to interview. So NOLATherapy.com is your one-stop shop for all of that. I want to give a shout out to my longtime sponsor, BetterHelp.com. They offer you affordable online therapy through their platform, phone and video. They've supported this podcast for a long time. They want to give you 10% off to try them out. So go to betterhelp.com/ATT for all things therapy. And it's spelled BETTERHELP.com/ATT for 10% off your first month with them. Okay, my guest is really unique. It's the first time that I'm interviewing a practitioner who's a certified happiness coach. Today we have with us Dr. Jonna Sullivan. And Dr. Jonna offers you one-on-one consultations as well as group sessions for you to develop valuable life skills and techniques centered around finding your personal happiness, the power of happiness. She also is the founder of a medical mobile healthcare clinic called Mission of Mercy, MOM for short, which I think is a really beautiful gift. Welcome, Dr. Jonna.
Well, thank you. It's such an honor and pleasure to finally be with you.
It is. I'm so glad we're here together. Where do you want to start us on the journey into our personal happiness?
Where do I want to be in? I would say, especially in light of all the challenges that we are experiencing today, either from the pandemic, the fear, the panic, the economic issues, the violence, there's just a tremendous amount of fear and paranoia that's escalating, confusion. And the first step is to remember that happiness is an inner state of peace. So it's a peace and a well-being that does not depend on circumstances. So we start there.
How do you help your clients embrace that, Dr. Jonna? Because I know a lot of people, and it's easy to be focused on what is right in front of us. And what you're talking about is a mental construct, a mindset, a heart-centered place upon a different reality. So I'm curious, I know you talk about 7 steps to manifest a happy life. How do you kind of walk people through this journey?
Okay. So, and I know time is limited, so let's get to the real specifics. We know that attitude is everything on the road to happiness, and that having an expectant attitude is like being happy. This happiness is a key. You have to be happy is a key. And we also know that if we put attention on positive things, it draws positivity and good. So it's a law, this law of attraction. That doesn't mean that something negative may never happen, but it's how we respond to the unfortunate events that might happen in our lives. So science has discovered that negative responses and repeated of negativity over and over and over are actually reinforced into our brain on a neurological order. So if we repeat a negative behavior, we begin to generate these neuropathological pathways in our brain, And the more we repeat the negative behavior, the more it becomes the behavior. And it becomes an unconscious reaction. So where we do it without even thinking about it, it just becomes that natural. And that's what, like, addiction is all about, when they start changing your neurochemicals in your brain. So what we need to do is change the negativity or the negative response to create a new neural pathway. So, and I'm telling you, it's not going to be easy at first. It's a conscious effort. But we know, the epigenetics has shown, that when we're born, we have 50% of, let's see, a pie chart. 50% of that, we're born with 50% happiness. The other 40% could either be happy or negative. So it depends on your background, your behavior, what you've been involved with, what's happened in your life. If that 40% is negative, then you're not going to have 90% happiness as that calculation or formula. But if you have a happy experience throughout your life, that 40% and 50% that is there genetically, that's 90%. There's always a 10% that is due to unfortunate circumstances that you bounce back from.
So you're talking really about laying new tracks in our mind, in our conscious mind, in our subconscious mind. And I really like in your work that you incorporate and talk about the mind, the heart, the body, the soul, finding purpose, and our relationships as these areas or pillars that you discuss being really important to, is it that we're laying down tracks of optimism, of hope in these areas of our life, or how do you look at that in a broad sense?
That's right. So on a continuum, there's a continuum of happiness and unhappiness. So either when you're unhappy, you contract, and when you're happy, you expand. So on every one of those levels, from the mind, heart, there are seven pillars, soul, relationship, all of those, there is this continuum. Then you look at it. Are you unhappy or are you happy? Are you fearful or do you feel love? Are you pessimistic? Are you optimistic? So you check yourself. Are you feeling resistance? Are you feeling acceptance? Are you having low energy? Are you having vitality? Are you weak, malaise? Are you well-being? Are you feeling separated? Are you connected? Are you feeling bad? Are you feeling good? This is what you call a happiness continuum. You check that. You check that against yourself. Because as you do that, your brain starts creating these neural pathways. So, like a house, you have a roof. That roof is your life purpose. Okay? Then there are pillars. Mind, heart, body, soul. Like a house, those are the pillars.
Yeah.
And then your foundation, your responsibility, and then the garden is your relationship. And then I dive into what each one of those mean. And there are certain practical examples and techniques that you can do. So, for instance, I wish if we were on, I could show you an easy hand, happy hand little exercise. And I probably could walk you through it real quick. If you put your hands together and put them in a, like, cross them like you're in prayer, okay? Like, fold them.
Yes.
Now, what thumb is on top, your left or your right?
My right.
Your right. Okay. Science says is your right thumb is on top, you're highly intelligent. If your left thumb is on top, you have highly romantic romantic. I mean, and then and that's a joke. And then if both thumbs are like facing upwards together, then you wish you were one or the other. You try the study is try and do it differently. Fold your hands. Now your right is on top. Try and put your left thumb on top.
Okay.
Feels kind of awkward. It feels a little weird, right?
A little bit.
So, yeah, it's a little uncomfortable. So that's the point. At first, we need to be conscious, have a conscious effort until our cellular memory will become an unconscious act. And then naturally you start responding and you start structuring your cellular neural pathways. So if you recognize, an easy way to do it is if you recognize a negative thought or reaction, just kind of say, stop. You know, you realize you said stop. And then just replace the negative thought with a positive one. That's a good way just to, you know, simplify one step at a time and do it. And then the more you do this, of course, the more it replaces the negative responses with the feeling good response. So try it out. Yeah, have fun.
I like that, Dr. John. And I'm curious, is there a question you're asked the most by clients or people that, when they come to you? Is there something you hear more often than another thing?
Well, a lot of people ask the question, why me, you know? And the thing is, we always think we'll be happier when. We'll be happier when I make a lot of money. I'd be happier if I change a job. I'd be happier if I got married. I'd be happier if I got divorced. I'd be happier if I won the lottery. Yeah. But it's a temporary transitional thing. True happiness, and especially if you look at a lot of the cultures in like Okinawa and other long life communities, they're happy because they're happy within themselves. And there's so much to be grateful for. It's never like, I want more, more, more. It's happy to be grateful for what you have. And they take time for prayer. Some people call it meditation or joining with the universe. They take the time to listen to their soul. So that's the beauty of the soul. So we know for a fact, if you present energy outside your body of negativity and hate, and if you do that, like there's a famous doctor who did studies in Pennsylvania with waterworks. You know, two ponds of water, and you have your students say, "I hate the water. I hate this," or "I hate that." That it comes with a very almost demonic looking kind of crystal. But if you do it to a pond of water that's going to crystallize in love, you get the most beautiful resonant image. So that we know for a fact that we are empowered and have power. So we need to empower ourselves to be whole. And our power is great to be used to balance, to enjoy, to receive, and to give. And, you know, you become healthy that way.
I love what you're saying, Dr. Jonna. And if listeners and viewers are interested in reaching out to learn more and book a session, what are the best ways to find you?
Go to, you know, fasttracktohappiness.com. And I will do a 30-minute consultation free. I will take groups or organizations. I'm happy to go out and speak. I don't know now what's going to happen, although I hear the D variant is now going into another variant. But you can get me on the Fast Track to Happiness, or you can call 717-357-0171. You can email me at jonna@fasttracktohappiness.com. And then, of course, you know, Lisa, you could put my YouTube and my Facebook thing on there. I'm happy to do that. There's a spiritual component as well to this, and there are a lot of people who just want the spiritual element. And if they call me, I can do that as well. I'm trying design another website just for that, because so many people have asked me about a spiritual component. But the practicality of science itself, of who we've been created to be, is there. And we've just gotten distracted. We've just been too busy. We've been inundated with a lot of things happening to us. And we just need to take time, take baby steps, and just regroup.
Yes. Dr. Jonna, thank you so much for taking your time out today to be with us.
Yeah, I hope to see you again. and yes. or be with you again or hear you again. But you're a wonderful person. I highly appreciate you, and I send my warm welcome and prayers and vibes and energy of success and prosperity and vibrant health to all your listeners. And may everything just move forward with light, peace, and hope.
Yes, and so it is. I agree. Thank you.
Okay, hope to see you again. Talk to you again. And thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Jonna. You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
That concludes my show with Dr. Jonna Sullivan. Find her at GIANNA.Sullivan333 on Facebook and FastTrackToHappiness.com. I appreciated y'all hanging with us today. It was a shorter show. I'll be back next week. Again, go to NOLA Therapy on social media to connect. All of my love to you. Mwah.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.